The first reading is from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together at the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listens to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Our gospel reading today gives us one of the most powerful promises that Jesus ever made. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. So that's where we're heading this morning, life in all its fullness. And as with so much of John's gospel, everything else in this passage leads up to that punchline, as it were, that promise. But let's be honest, being compared to sheep doesn't feel very flattering, does it, sometimes? Because our impression of sheep is that they're perhaps not the most clever of all animals. And while we're on the subject of sheep, a couple of sheep Christmas cracker questions for you. Where did the sheep end up after he robbed the farmer? Behind bars. Where do sheep get their wool cut? At the barber shop. Well done, well done. You're catching on. What do sheep wear to the beach? A barkini. And what is a sheep's favourite snack? Banana. Okay. Sheep. So Jesus compares his followers and us to sheep. But for the people listening to Jesus in that day, this wasn't an insult at all. Because sheep were part of everyday life in first century Israel. Everyone knew at least one shepherd. So when Jesus talks about sheep and shepherds, it has real meaning for the people who are listening to him. It was familiar, and it was real to them. In first century Israel, in fact, the whole of the Middle Eastern area, sheep were often kept in a sheepfold, like a sheep pen. And the sheep pen was usually surrounded by a dry stone wall. And it was a place of safety for the sheep. And the sheep pens were very large. And so multiple flocks of sheep would be mixed together overnight. And here's something fascinating. There wasn't always a physical gate on these sheepfolds. Sometimes the shepherd himself would lie across the entrance and he became the gate. Nothing got in without him knowing, and nothing got out without going through him. So when Jesus says, "I am the gate," he's saying, "I am your protection. I am your way." In this case, your way into God's kingdom. And I am your safety. So there would be all these flocks mixed together in a huge sheepfold. And you'd think that come morning, it would be absolute chaos, wouldn't you? With the shepherds trying to separate their sheep into the different flocks. But not so. There's a Bible scholar named Ray van der Laan, and he spent a lot of years in the Middle East. And he spent some time with some Bedouin shepherds. He tells of seeing several flocks of sheep all mixed together. There were hundreds of sheep with no way to tell them apart. So he wondered, how on earth are they going to sort these sheep out? How's that going to happen? But then he says, each of the shepherds, they walked in different directions. And they called out to the sheep. And the sheep just separated, and each flock would follow its own shepherd's voice because they knew the voice of their shepherd. And Jesus says, that's what it's like with me. There is a slight complication because in verse 10, Jesus gives us a warning. He says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Who is the thief? Well, Jesus is speaking about a real enemy, the devil, who will try as best he can to stop us from hearing our shepherd's voice. And as he does that, he doesn't usually shout, but he whispers. He whispers things like, oh, that won't matter. God doesn't really care. Oh, you'll never change. And slowly, what happens? Slowly our joy and our peace are stolen from us. And hope can become really hard work. A bit like, I suppose, when something disappears from your house where you put it. You've no idea who took it or moved it. There's a real subtlety about how the enemy operates. We don't often see him working around us, but it's there. But this is more serious because the enemy's goal is always the same. The enemy's goal is to pull us away from the shepherd's voice and away from life in all its fullness. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But then Jesus says the opposite. He gives us the opposite, which is at the heart of the gospel. He says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Not a half life, not just survival mode, not just getting by day, but life in all its fullness. What does that look like? Life in all its fullness. Well, it means things like knowing forgiveness instead of guilt or shame. It means knowing peace instead of anxiety. And purpose, having purpose and direction instead of a sense of drifting in life. It's about having hope instead of despair, even in the most difficult situations. It doesn't mean that life is always easy, far from it, but it does mean that life is real and that it's anchored in the very heart of God himself. So here's the question. Here's the question. Whose voice are we following today? Because we all follow a voice, don't we? We all follow a voice. The voice of pressure, maybe. The voice of fear. and sometimes the voice of the past, maybe. Whose voice are we following? Or are we following the voice of the shepherd? The sheep in today's story didn't just hear the shepherd, they followed him. And that makes all the difference. Jesus says, I am the gate. Not one gate among many gates. Not one voice among many other voices. He is the way. He is the gate into life. And he says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. So if you've been listening to other voices, which is very easy to do, there's no condemnation for that at all. It's very easy to fall into that. If you've been listening to other voices, you can turn back and retune into the voice of Jesus. If you feel like something's been stolen, your joy, your peace, your hope, Jesus can restore that in your life. And if you've never really stepped through that gate in the first place, you can do that today if you wish. As we come to Holy Communion this morning, let us remember that there is a shepherd who knows your name, and there is a voice that you can trust. There's also a thief, but he's not the one in charge, which is good news. So as you leave here this morning, take this promise with you and hold on to it. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10. John, you can't forget that. John 10:10. One of the most important verses in the Bible, John 10:10. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10. Thank you. Because that promise is for you. And that promise is for you today. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.